Welcome back, everyone, to the Daily Fantasy Football Report. My name is Manny P. You could follow me on Twitter at Manny Perez DFFR. Well, I'm excited for the 2016 NFL season. I've been itching. I've been ready. I have all my FanDuel lineups ready to go. Of course, as always, my theory and philosophy is value at quarterback. Try to find some value at running back. And I've been itching, ready to go. So let's just start and let's do this. So starting at quarterback, there's three guys that I have my eye on. Four for a sleeper, who I'll tell you later. But first, Tyrod Taylor. Personally, I think the Bills' offense is underrated this year. Tyrod Taylor had three huge games in his last six, and he was second in QB rushing, and I was still missing a few games, and he still was second in QB rushing. Second, a guy that I love this year overall is Derek Carr. The Saints have the worst passing defense in the NFL, allowing the most touchdowns and opponents' QB points. That game is also slated to be one of the highest scoring games of the week, so there's going to be tons of guys there that I'm going to be interested in, but Derek Carr definitely is a good value for this week. The third guy that I really like is Matthew Stafford. Stafford had 19 touchdowns and two interceptions in his last 12 games, and that game against Detroit is slated to be the second highest point total for the week. Quarterbacks that I'm sitting and not paying attention to are Eli Manning. Eli Manning, in two of his outings against the Cowboys last year, just had just bad games, and that was still with the bad Cowboys D. And I know this year they're missing their defensive line, even though all the inklings in your body is saying start, start, start. I'm still staying away from Eli Manning. Another one is Phillip Rivers. Once again, just another bad divisional matchup play at Kansas City. One touchdown and three interceptions against Kansas City in his last three games. Another guy is Blake Bortles. In each of his season openers, he's thrown two interceptions. The Packers are surprisingly good against the pass, and I have a feeling that Green Bay is just going to dominate this game, even though it is in Jacksonville. Another quarterback I'm staying away from is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Bengals are favored and good against the pass, and don't let the opponents score passing touchdowns. Another one is Cutler, because another year, another offensive coordinator against a really good defense. Ryan Tannehill also falls in that line of playing against a really good defense at Seattle, and he has terrible numbers playing in the West Coast. The one sleeper that I'm really interested in this week is Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler making his debut in Houston. The Chicago defense was really bad last year. They didn't make much improvement, and they're still hurt to start the year. So Brock Osweiler could be a sleeper. He's not valued as big of a sleeper as I wanted, but for a sleeper name out there that probably won't be owned in too many of the GPPs, it's definitely going to be Brock Osweiler. Moving on to running backs, I'm going to start off with Green Bay, Eddie Lacy. I just have a feeling that this guy is just a bounce back candidate, and against the Jags D, who allowed the most rushing touchdowns allowed, this just screams a comeback return for Eddie Lacy, who has lost weight, and the writers say he's fit as ever. Eddie Lacy is definitely a play for me this week. Another guy that I like is Ryan Matthews for Philadelphia. Going against Cleveland, whose defense was one of the worst, no Bradford, and with a new coach who likes to run, Cleveland has also given up an average of 5.2 yards in the preseason. I'm looking at Ryan Matthews at home as well. Another name that I like is Thomas Rawls. Reports are now saying that he's fully healthy, ready to go. Rawls averaged over 5 yards per carry, and Miami also ranked on the bottom five for run D. Also in Seattle, Thomas Rawls is a guy I like. Also, another guy is D'Angelo Williams. Pittsburgh shown when Le'Veon Bell was hurt last year that D'Angelo Williams, they don't change their offense. D'Angelo Williams was very capable running the ball for Pittsburgh and also catching. And Washington, surprisingly, is not as good against the run at home as you may think. Another guy going up now in price is Doug Martin. Doug Martin has 4 touchdowns in 5 games against Atlanta, and Martin was second to Adrian Peterson in carries last year. Another guy, if you're going to pay up for running back, I think this is the week that you go for Gurley, because the quarterback play was terrible this preseason, and the 49ers is one of the worst defense, and Todd Gurley absolutely torched them last time they played. So if you're going to pay up for a running back, Todd Gurley, even though he's the most expensive at $8,900, if you're going to play him, this is going to be the perfect week to do so. Guys that I'm staying away from, Jeremy Hill, Jets defensive line could possibly have 3 Pro Bowlers, and they only gave up 3 home rushing touchdowns. On the flip side, I'm also staying away from Forte just because Cincinnati's D has only gave up 1 rushing touchdown, I believe, last year. Melvin Gordon against Kansas City. Never like teams going against Kansas City at Arrowhead, and Kansas City only gave up 1 opposing home rushing touchdown. Other names that I'm just staying away from, Arian Foster, just because of the Seattle D, as I said before, and also the Seattle D gave up the fewest points to opposing running backs. Carlos Hyde, DeMarco Murray, I'm staying away from. Sleepers, Spencer Ware is definitely a guy that should be on your radar. Spencer Ware, the Chargers, gave up the 4th most points to opposing running backs. Looked every bit as the part in preseason. A guy that I like too as well is Rashad Jennings. His last 4 games with the Giants show that when he gets over 15 touches, he does well. Dallas missing their defensive line, and the Giants coming out saying they're going to be no longer going to have a running back by committee. I like Rashad Jennings. And one other name is Duke Johnson, just because the Phillies D was also ranked bottom 5. In rushing yards allowed. He's also a name if you really want to throw a sleeper out there. Now, moving to wide receivers. I said earlier that some of the games that I liked was the Detroit Indianapolis. Also, the Saints Raiders. Love Cooper because, as I said before, the Saints D with their passing woes. Moncrief. But my only concern about Moncrief is that everyone's been raving about Moncrief and how Moncrief could be a top, even a ceiling of a top 5 guy, because he's just getting better and better. Another name that I like from that game is Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones was used as a guy to stretch the field, but the stats show he's actually most effective in traffic, running slants and in the flat. And with no longer Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate being the number 1, tons of opportunity for Marvin Jones now that he no longer has to fight for targets with A.J. Green and Tyler Eifert. I think Marvin Jones at 5,500 is a big-time sleeper. Also, a name out there I'm going to throw is Sammy Watkins. I said previously that I think the Bills offense is very much underrated this year, and Baltimore had the 6th worst against pass, Watkins had 6 touchdowns in his last 6 games. And last but not surely, a guy, if you want to just throw somebody out there that won't be played too much, is DeSean Jackson. He's in a contract year, and surprisingly, if you look up his home stats, he does well at home. So he's definitely going to be a guy who shouldn't be getting too much play, but another sleeper out there. Guys that I'm staying away from, Keenan Allen, because once again, KC, the struggles they have there with Phillip Rivers at Kansas City. I love Keenan Allen. He showed to be dominant when he was healthy before the lacerated kidney, but it's just a bad matchup. AJ Green, I'm staying away from, going against Revis Island, even though Revis is, you know, not as formidable as he was when he first was with the Jets, but I think the Todd Bowles defense is definitely going to scheme to make sure AJ Green doesn't beat them. Marshall, because since he is also good against the pass and don't give up red zone touchdowns, though an interesting stat, if you want to play somebody from this game, Eric Decker has scored one touchdown in every home game last season. Doesn't mean the trend's going to continue, but it's an interesting stat to throw out there. And I do think Decker is the play over Marshall just because Decker is more of the red zone threat. Another guy is Julian Edelman, coming off foot surgery. The Cardinals' D is stifling against the pass. Alan Hearns, I'm staying away from because I think, once again, I think Green Bay is just going to roll against the Jags, even though it's at Jacksonville. Steve Smith, coming off Achilles injury, no preseason action, and going against the most underrated cornerback, Ronald Darby. I'm staying away from him. A guy that's kind of interesting, I'm on the fence about, there's two guys out there. One of them is going to get a lot of play just because of the matchup. It's going to be Brandon Cooks. But my only concern about Brandon Cooks is he gets yards, but he doesn't get red zone targets. Another guy that is going to get tons of receptions is going to be Jarvis Landry. However, going against Seattle and the defense, Richard Sherman is probably going to be blanketing him the whole time. I don't know if he's going to get the yak and the touchdowns, but he will get tons of receptions. Tight ends, clearly it's Gronk on his own level, and pretty much everybody else. There's some guys here and there. Delanie Walker. But the problem with Delanie Walker is his price tag. Even though he is Mariota's best friend, $6,500 for Delanie Walker and a tight end is still a little high. Another few guys cheaper than him that I'm going to be looking at is Kobe Fleener, and not because I'm a Kobe Fleener fan, I haven't been, but the Raiders struggle against the tight end last season. I don't see that changing. Fleener's an option. Also, Dwayne Allen is a guy that I'm high on. Dwayne Allen is a red zone target machine. Luck is going to have a big year this year. If his Luck's price tag wasn't so high, he's a quarterback I'd consider. But Dwayne Allen is another guy that I truly like. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you do well this week on your tournaments, your GPPs, your multipliers, head-to-head, whatever you play. And thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week for a recap and then back to another forecast podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoy, and good luck this week on a great week 1 of NFL action.